This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9. Bent Notes is our weekly jazz program going to air each Sunday night.
David Lewis grew up in Hamilton in the Western Districts of Victoria. He travelled as a member of the Australian Youth Orchestra to China and Europe. Before studying a music degree at Melbourne University, he continued his studies in Sweden and then went to Paris, where he graduated and stayed to perform in a range of contemporary music, jazz and African groups. Along the way, he met French chanteuse Belle de Berry, a meeting which led David to a performing and songwriting collaboration with Belle, which continued into their group, the Paris Combo, currently touring Europe and Australia. And it's my pleasure to welcome to Bent Notes both David Lewis and Belle de Berry.
Thank you, David. Thanks for having us on the show.
How do you describe the Paris Combo to someone who's never heard it before?
Very much hybrid. There is some jazz in there. There's definitely strong influence from our guitar player, Podzi, who is very much playing out of the Django Reinhardt French gypsy jazz tradition. I guess Paris Combo is a combination of the different influences of its members, and of course Belle, who's lead singer, songwriter, writes all the lyrics for the group. She's had a variety of experiences, which we'll probably tell you about, but one of them also being a strong influence from singers from the 30s and 40s, including a lot of the singers that came before Piaf.
So the band has been around for a number of years now. How did you put it together to start with?
Well, Belle has been playing with our drummer and guitarist, Podzi, I just mentioned, for over 20 years, 25 years. They'd already played in other groups together. When I met them, they had a group that was doing mainly covers of songs from the 30s and 40s with a few originals. And I was working with Belle in a show in Paris called the Cabaret Sauvage, Savage Cabaret, where she was singer and I was musical director. One day she took me to hear her band with Podzi and Francois. They invited me to join the band. We started writing more original material and that became Paris Combo.
So you were the catalyst for a new band?
In some ways, I think that's when the transformation took place, yeah.
And Belle, how do you remember that first meeting with David?
It was for this show, Cabaret Sauvage, and he was very nice and
I think she's saying that I was very quick to help out. But I was probably also totally charmed, so eager to help out.
That might have had something to do with it.
Everyone has their own point of view, don't they?
Belle, when David came along, did he have lots of good ideas?
Oh, yes, he had. And he had... before, we were playing in cafes and little place like this in Paris.
Yes.
And when David came in band, he was very full of ideas and with this very big jazz background, and it was a very good experience for us to play music with David. It took us on another level.
When David started playing with the band, did you think that he had a very different way of a different approach, or was it just similar but just a different slant?
No, it was more professional in a way, because he had a lot of experience with different artists, very well known in France. So I said to him at this time, for fun, he was like a mercenaire, you know?
Mercenary.
Us, we were more like playing in the cafes, in the streets, in a underground group. So very folkloric, but not very professional.
Having lots of fun, no doubt.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And probably that's what David was charmed with too.
David, the music that you heard from Bell's band at the time, it must have got you interested and given you a vision for how you could contribute.
Yeah, that's exactly it. I think it's the fact that they were, you know, they were playing music that was obviously strongly influenced by music from the past, but they were playing in a very, I guess, not an academic way at all. It was the fact that they were playing music that, and they were obviously very inspired by, you know, Django Reinhardt, Duke Ellington, a lot of the French music of the 40s, but they weren't playing it in an academic way at all. It was almost like they were sort of making it live again. Plus some of the venues that, I think the first venue I ever heard them play at was at the Balogeau, which is a dance hall near the Bastille in Paris, and just the whole atmosphere of the place, plus people dancing in between the sets, really made you feel a strong connection with the past, but also still being lived in the present. You know, that was just really exciting. And also, it's hard to describe at the time. Paris, at least at that time, was a real mixture of influences from the past and the present, and they all sort of tended to merge. You know, the Bell was coming out of also experiences with the punk scene in Paris. I'd been doing things with jazz and French you know, popular singers, and it all tends to sort of merge in a rather unexpected way. There aren't the compartments you might imagine. And I think, you know, just the feeling that we could, I thought that other people like me, i.e. non-French, would really be interested in this sort of mélange of influences.
So did you, in a sense, take it upon yourself to work with Bell to use these influences to interest others?
Absolutely. I mean, I'd already played in bands, particularly I played with Manu Dibango, the Cameroonian saxophonist, who we toured a lot outside France. He's really well known in France, but he's also tours all over the world. And I saw to what degree audiences outside France were intrigued by the interesting sort of, in his case, it was the African music being merged with jazz and even French influence as well. I knew that audiences elsewhere were intrigued by those sort of mixtures because, you don't have them outside France.
We're talking to David Lewis and Bell de Berry here on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My special guests tonight are David Lewis and Bell de Berry from the Paris Combo, a combo that's been around for a number of years now. I think back to 1997 might have been the starting times. They have a bit of a break in the middle and continuing on now with a tour of Europe and Australia with their brand new album, interestingly called Five. David, the album's called Five. It's a very short, simple name.
I think we just sort of went for a simple title. It's the fifth studio album, and five's an interesting number. It's, you know, the five senses, five members of the group, five fingers of the hand, etc., etc., etc. I mean, it's not the most imaginative title for an album, but that's it. It was kind of a milestone for us too, just to get back in the studio and write a new album, which actually we co-wrote as a group, that's the first time we've done that for a whole album.
You co-wrote the entire album?
We co-wrote the music, yeah, and Bell wrote all the lyrics.
Bell, how challenging is it to come up with a set of lyrics for a new melody that you hear?
It's the writing is... I usually wrote when we are rehearsal and I pick up a melody, and after it's quite in the same time in a way, so it's good because it's very spontaneous and very close to the music and the feeling of the music.
Do you take feeds from the composer?
Yeah.
Does the composer, in this case David, feed in his thoughts about what he thinks the melody means?
Oh no! Usually, I'm very free with my lyrics, so I can write what I want to write, what the music influenced me, the words are coming and all the ideas, and because I'm the singer too, so I am going to sing this word. So I'm the chef of the lyrics.
What do you use as inspiration to start your lyric writing?
There's many ways. There's music influence, music meanings. I don't know what to. How can I say?
Just the inspiration of the melody.
Yes.
Yeah.
The mood of the music.
And I've got some notes too. I've got a book note, and I've got some.
A notebook.
Sorry.
Yeah.
No, they say talkie-walkie in France.
Yeah.
So often things are back the front.
And so I've got some ideas pre-thinking. No, je sais pas comment.
Are these ideas that you just note down from time to time as you have them, and then eventually when you find a suitable melody, you take them out of the book?
Yes, that's right. That's exactly what I'm doing.
When you're writing your lyrics, do you draw upon personal experience each and every time?
Yeah, it's quite influenced by my life, what I thought during my short or long life, I don't know. And my friends too, around me, people around me. I think I'm quite curious about human life, humanity, and all the sentiments. Do you say sentiments, David?
Feelings.
So I'm very curious about all that, and I'm noting a lot of situation, expression, feelings, and sometimes I said, I'm going to write a song about, for example, I wrote a song about being single for too long, because in Paris there's a lot of people who are single for too long, so I said, I'm going to write a song about this problem.
Has your writing changed since 1997?
Yeah, because it was very spontaneous at the beginning, and now I try to make my lyrics comprehensible, understandable, and understand.
I think on the last album, also because it was co-written by the group, maybe sometimes the lyrics are a little less surrealist than on previous albums, and a little bit more understandable at the first listening. Maybe the fact that Belle's also writing for other artists influences the way she writes for herself as well. Because with other artists, you have to kind of get into their mind in a way, or to really understand what they want to express. I don't think there's any rules. I mean, the next album will probably go back to a mixture of individual compositions and group efforts, and probably Belle will sort of have different writing approaches to depending on the songs.
What makes the chemistry for a band such as the Paris Combo?
Obviously, there's a core to the band with Belle, Podzi and François, who's, you know, really been playing together for over 25 years. So there's a strong friendship. There's a strong musical history together. And now I'm part of that. I mean, I've been playing with them for 20 years too. So you have this kind of common musical baggage to draw upon, and also once you've played together for a long time, you have your own baggage that you've created together too, that you can, you know, tap into when you're writing or playing together.
I suppose that means that you've built an understanding about how each other member of the band is likely to respond to various musical influences and or instances.
Exactly. I mean, we want to try and continue to extend the possibilities of the band. Part of that, I think, is also is understanding what each person has to offer and then trying to tap into that rather than sort of asking people to be something that they're not.
People do so much better when they do what they are in themselves.
Oh, absolutely.
And I think trying to put a mask.
Yeah, absolutely. And I think that's the key to a real group as opposed to a collection of session musicians. I do sessions myself, and I know that often it's almost like playing a cameo role where you're drawing more on your technique and just your understanding of music, that you're not necessarily being asked to be yourself. You know.
We're talking to David Lewis and Belle Duberry here on Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Thank you for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Find more Joycasts and show blogs, go to joy.org.au.
My special guests tonight on Bent Notes are David Lewis and Belle Duberry from the Paris Combo. We've been having a bit of a chat, David and Belle, about the history of the band and how it's been around for many years. You had a bit of a break with the band for a number of years and then came back together, I think it was 2011. What was the big benefit of having such a break?
I think after 10 years of, or almost 10 years of pretty solid touring, plus I think we put out 4 studio albums in that first period, we really just needed to take a few steps back. Now, it's very, very involving, especially, I mean, we were lucky enough to have success quite quickly in France, and it meant that everyone was sort of really fully involved in the group and didn't have time to do much else. So it was good after a few years just to sort of have some time off, and that way people could do other things. I think it's strengthened the group, and that's what has made it possible for us now to get back together again and start a new chapter.
A good way to do things, I think, to have a bit of a break, refresh batteries, do different things, and that brings new ideas into the mix then.
Absolutely. And, you know, the music scene changes very quickly too, especially in popular music. Once you get away from your own group, you're also, I know Belle and I were sort of became very much aware of other things that were going on once we were having a break from Paris Combo, plus the fact that the music industry too, which we're obviously involved in because we make recordings and do concerts, is in a period of transition right now with a lot of changes. And just to become conscious of that, it was good to sort of be on our own and see that, you know.
So the album 5 has been out for a year or two, released in America back in 2013, I think.
It's had a sort of, yeah.
We can hear your band performing live. What is it that we're going to hear when we walk into that Melbourne Recital Centre on Thursday night?
Well, you'll hear, the audience will hear, I guess a typical Paris Combo set from 2015, which involved songs from the new album, 5, which you just mentioned, but also songs that we've from our previous albums, including Living Room or Seigneur, songs that people who saw our previous tours here might remember. No, we're trying to make it a balanced set, both in the content and to cover a good part of the group's career as well.
It sounds like it's going to be a marvellous, nice entertainment, David. Thank you so much for taking the time to talk to me today. And Belle, thank you for taking the time today to talk with David.
Thank you very much.
You're listening to Bent Notes on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9 is a GLBTIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.